Mishnah Yom is for Tuesday, the 21st day of Adar Aleph, Tovshin Pei Beis. Masechta Peor, Perek Shmini, Mishnah Beis. The Amei Haaretz, the ordinary people, the ignorant people, were not trusted when it came to Miser. If they came and told you that their fruits are tithed, you wouldn't trust them, and you would have to take a miser out of Suffolk. It's called demai. Produce that you buy for Namaritz is called demai. Domai, what is it? However, they were trusted to give Truma Gedola. Truma Gedola scared the Amoratsim because that's very, very strict, and they were trusted on that. So if they told a Truma Gedola has been taken, yes, you would believe them. There's another halacha, and that is that the matnas anim, gifts for the poor, like a chikopay, etc., are exempt from any trumas amaisus. Nothing has to be given from that to the kohen or from the levi. We've said that many times already. Our Mishnah is going to teach us that if anim, poor people who are also amharetz, come and tell you that this is matnas anim, that this is gifts for the poor, do we believe them? And we're going to learn here, yes, that generally speaking, we do believe them, that these are gifts for the poor, and therefore that they're exempt from Trumas and Maaseros, but with some conditions attached. Says the Mishnah, Nemonin ala leket vala shikha vala peya, anim, poor people who are Maharats, that are coming to sell their fruits, and they've earned it, or they've taken these fruits, for example, from leket shikha peya, which belong to them. And they come and they tell you, this is Lekat Shikompeya, and they're selling it to you. Do you believe them? Says the Mishnah, yes, Beshatan, in their time, which means in the time of the harvest, where people are then giving to the poor the Lekat Shikompeya, that which they forget in the corner of the field, etc. And people who buy the fruits from these Aniyim now will be exempt from separating Maisa. Unlike normally, that you any produce you buy for Namaritz, you have to take Meiser, even if they tell you that tithed it. The Yerushalmi explains that they're only believed if they say that they brought the fruits from a place which is relatively close, a place where they could go and return in one day. The Al Maaser Oni, they're also trusted to tell you that this is Maaser Oni. These are the fruits of the second Maaser. Maaser Oni is given in the third and second year of the third and the sixth year of the Shemitah, and that too is exempt from giving any Trumas or Maaseros. They're believed to tell you that, and you can if you buy it from them, then we don't have to take Trumas or Maaseros. Uben Levi, Amo Ha'aretz, who is a Levi, Nemon La'olam, is always believed throughout the year to say that these fruits are his Maaser Rishon. Maaser Rishon, the first tithe, goes to the Levi, and if he comes and tells you, this is Maaser Rishon, and I've already separated Trumas Maaser, you trust them. And that is every year, because every year Maaser Rishon is applicable. And just like the Yisraelim Amo Ha'aretz were trusted with regard to Truma Gedola, the first Truma, the big Truma. So too, the Ben Levi is trusted that he is given his Truma, which is a tenth of his tenth, that's the Truma's Maaser, is a tenth of his tenth, which he gives to the Kohen. He's trusted to say that as well. But, says the Mishnah, the following condition or qualification, Ve'enon ne'monin ella al dover she'ben adam nogin kain. The poor people who are Maratzim, and that we said we trust that it comes from the gifts from the poor, that's only if it's the type of thing that people normally give to the Anim. And that's coming to exclude certain other things, as we'll learn in the next Mishnah, Mishnah Gimel. Nemonin alechitim, the poor Amaratzim are believed to say, this wheat that we have comes from gifts of the poor, for the poor, Matnas Anim. Vain nemonin ala kemach wala satpas, but they're not believed to say that this flour or bread that they received was given to them as matnas anim, because people would not normally take the trouble of grinding the grain into flour or making bread out of it, and certainly not making bread out of it and then giving it to the poor. And therefore, if he says that this is I received this as flour or as fruit, this bread, we don't trust them. However, if the Oni says this kamach, this flour and this bread is from wheat that I've received as a matnasanim, and I personally ground it up and I baked it as bread, that we believe in. Nemonin al has oiro shel oiras, we trust the anim to say that they that the ears of rice that they have, that they received, have been received as gifts for the poor, because people would do that. People would give them when their rice when it's still in the ears. They ain't nemonin alav, but they're not believed if the poor people say that this oiras, this rice that they've received, is already being crushed, or it's already been peeled. Ben chai ben mabushal, whether it's been raw or whether it's cooked, because people would not normally give to the anim rice that's been crushed or peeled. Now, they would give the raw rice in the grain, in the ears of it, but not peeled or certainly not crushed. Now, monin al apoil, the anim are believed to say that the beans that they have received are from matnas anim. Ve'ein nemonin ala grisin, but not believed to say that the beans which are ground up have been given to them as such, as ground up already. Lochaim b'lo mivashalon, neither raw or cooked. If it's ground up, the people did not give normally gifts for the poor after that process of grinding. Nemonin ala shemen loimer shel masa onihu. The Maratzim are believed to say about the oil that they received, that the Balabais gave them Maser Oni as oil. And some of Hashem learned that the Anim are believed to say that the oil that they have comes from what they've crushed. Ve'ein Nemon in Olav, Loima Shol Zesi Nikufu, but they're not believed to say that these olives or this oil has come from olives of Zesi Nikuf. What is Zesi Nikuf? Now, Zesi Nikuf literally means olives that have been beaten or been knocked. Olives that have been knocked. Now, these are single olives that were left after the person, after the landowner has already gone harvesting his olives from the trees, and the poor people would be knocking. They would come around after the harvest has been done, and they would bang the branches of the tree in order to get those single olives which are still left there, and they are left, and they are part. They are matnas anim. They are gifts for the poor. Either that, or according to the Rav, they're part of matnas anim. According to others, it's hefker. It's because the owners have left it now for hefker, and they are called zeis nikuf because the word nikuf means to bang, because they get them by banging the tree and get the ones down. Now, the reason that we don't believe that these poor people have the oil coming from these olives, which would be potter from Isis, is because the amount of olives there that they can get by knocking the trees, very, very few indeed. And it was very unusual. It was not the normal practice to make oil. There certainly wasn't enough to make oil out of it. So we didn't trust them in that regard, and therefore we have to worry that these olives are in fact not matnas anim, not from Zesi Nikuf, and therefore you would have to separate maaseros as we normally do when buying from Amharatzim.